Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dish is going to the show, and I'm just the regular guy. So Jonah Hill, this guy, over the years, we have seen him come in various sizes, and we've seen his talents in various ways, too. I mean, he was hilarious and super bad, serious in Moneyball and A Wolf of Wall Street, nominated for Oscars, and now Jonah Hill is an auteur. Yeah, he wrote and directed this new movie called Mid-90s that's about skateboard kids in the mid-90s, a time when he was growing up and something he knows something about. Look, I was not riding a skateboard in the mid-90s, or any time for that matter. Although I did trip over one once when a kid left it laying in a parking lot. I'm telling you, you could break your neck on one of those things. That's all I know about skateboards, or the culture per se, but this movie sure seems real in a way that kids look and talk and drink and smoke and hang out and generally make a nuisance of themselves. So, the movie is out in L.A., and it's a coming-of-age kind of thing for this little runt of a kid who's around 11 years old. His name is Stevie. He's got a single mom and a bully jerk brother at home. He needs something else, somewhere where he belongs, and he finds it with an older group of skaters who like him because, well, Stevie's got no regard for his own personal safety. They get a kick out of him, and naturally, as time goes on, he starts to change from a nice little kid to a rebellious little punk, what with the peer pressure and wanting to belong and all of that. Look, if you've never been on a skateboard, but you have moved into a new neighborhood or school at some point in your life, you might be able to relate to what goes on here. The older kids, too, they ain't criminals or nothing, but they are wayward youths in a way who talk a lot of trash. And, well, Hill has written a lot of politically incorrect but amusing dialogue that uses all of the right words of the era, and it's delivered well, seeing that most of the actors ain't even actors in this, but actual skaters, and that's probably part of why it all seems so real and natural. Hill is a good director, too, but like the characters who are supposed to be half-baked most of the time, the movie is, too. It could have gone a little deeper. It's a very short movie, but for what it is, it's a good period piece about this period. It's mid-90s. If you want to hear some of my other reviews, get them at 93XRT.com. You can get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.